your name on high.
Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
All right, so today I want to share with us on the subject of discerning the body of Jesus. Or recognizing the body of Jesus.
And they say yes, you need to be one of the.
So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29 says,
Corinthians 4, we may decant to do me, do back with it. What do you know? And crow, and go see a do as I was say.
Holy Spirit, we pray that darkness will leave us.
Jesus.
We pray that light will come to us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the scripture says,
as some may say,
for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy
manner, please
underline unworthy manner.
The
Greek word is the word irreverently.
And I say, would do a bra, won't find a need dear, my dear, would you know?
Eats and drains judgment to himself.
Not
discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his anointing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So my subject is yanked out of this piece of scripture. Where the Bible tells us that we should eat the Lord's Supper, what we call the Holy Communion. We should eat it in a worthy manner, or we should eat it reverently, with reverence.
Asemno kachira ye se se ye di erade didi na e wo se ye di eni di bi a ese sa erade didi ne ye di ma ansa na ye di.
Over there, the Bible also tells us
Babu na so ka se
that to eat in an unworthy manner
se wo be di no wo kwan a enye so no
is not to discern the Lord's body. Now the word discern is very important here. If you study it in the Greek, one of the first meaning that they will give you is the word thoroughly separate. In other words, God wants us, when we are approaching the Lord's table, the Holy Communion, that we should thoroughly separate the body of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That means that we should go to the details of his body and thoroughly distinguish it from ordinary or the rest of the human body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says that if you do not do that,
now
that is the cause why people are weak and they are sick and they die prematurely. Christians do not die. We sleep. But you should sleep at the right time. Yeah, you can't sleep in the afternoon. It's too premature. But you see, look at the progression. Weak grows into sickness and sickness grows into premature death.
And it's saying, "Yadi kan wobe yamre na mreyem nu wobe yare na yare nu wobe wu wamra enya wumre mu."
This weakness is not talking about if you go and do some hard work and then you are tired and you have to sleep.
Wey enya mra oya e woni se wakoye jumadini bi na wabre na woda enya no.
But there is a certain weakness, you don't know what you have done, but you are just tired. If he asks you, why are you tired? You tell us why you are tired. In fact, it doesn't match.
Can
you imagine that you just wake up in the morning and you are tired?
Sure. Se wada sori anopa obi anka wonye hye wo sori ya wo se wabre.
It's not normal.
Enya de pa.
That is a weakness the Bible is talking about.
Where ya mrawo ya Bible ne e kan wo Korintofo nwoma no mu.
Because you see, we all work hard.
E wo mo se ye nyina ye adwuma den de.
But God wants our bodies to receive a certain strength.
Na so onyame hwehwe se ye nipa dua no e benya ho odin bi.
So that we will continue to work hard. But when we become weak prematurely, after sleeping, you get up, you are weak. You just worked yesterday small and you are tired for the rest of the week.
Why ya juma kitwe binanso na watwe mu ni nyina ebrane da so wo ni padua.
Is it this is crucial because if you are like that, you can't handle life.
Na sa wote sa ebe ya de sa abrabo ebetumi afem.
You can't be rich, for example.
Enya de obetumi adi ye, obeye odefo.
Because you are always tired. You are always tired.
Dan nyina na wabre.
This is genuine tiredness o.
Where your bre papa papa.
It's not as if you are not tired. You feel you are tired.
Enya obra anya se enkate de na mo wankasa wuhu se wabre.
But it's abnormal.
Na so na ye enye papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible tells us that there is only one reason. For this reason. Not for these reasons. You see, Jesus is wonderful. He came to simplify life for us. Before he came around, there were many, many laws. Over 600 laws. But when he came, he wanted us to rest. So he summarized all the laws into one. The law of love. Says that focus on that one. Because if you focus on that one, you will obey everything. In a similar manner, there are many things in this world that our mind will get to that we have to focus on in order for us to feel strong, be healthy, and not die before our time.
I was a dear drink, go to say, Bea, Yapomo, Bea, Dene, and you move in Petuo.
It is worse now that we have the internet.
Now, and now, why you want that mother for internet, TV,
and then WhatsApp.
And you be asking me, the WhatsApp.
It's telling us everything.
WhatsApp, you can't be.
I don't know, but it breaks your focus.
Na sa WhatsApp nene nsem na ebemu no e ma wadwene awudie sisu no e tia tia.
Sometimes I am amazed at how people can handle many, many things at the same time.
Na ya na ya menwonwa sedia yetumi kika safo ni nyina bom emrekro na.
You are studying the Bible.
Wo ken kan Bible.
You have ample time for WhatsApp.
Na so wo mra e de ma WhatsApp.
Hey!
Aya ya.
And then you read some messages, you see that this one is coming from an empty life.
Na wo kan kan se bi obi dia to WhatsApp no so na otu se woni ana o tro ye no na bra obo ni shi ni.
I'm not saying they are not wise sayings so.
My kan say nyan say ni mo.
But you see, if you have time to be doing all these things, I wonder where your focus is.
Forgive. Na se woni amre ko WhatsApp, ekwa Facebook, Twitter. Ene ne akika hu nyina. Na mi hu baabia wankasa baabia wani no wani ne focus no.
You are trying to live in the Old Testament.
Na o mia wani sa wo betena apam dada no.
Where the things are plenty. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. This is how you have to dress. This is what you have to eat. This is how you have to cook it. And then your neighbor by you. A whole lot of things. Don't you get confused? Life, ladies and gentlemen, is strategic. Jesus Christ came to give us a strategy. So that we will not be doing everything at the same time. But we will strategically focus. Because if we strategically focus, we will obey every other thing. We will get every other thing right. But if we lose our concentration and focus, and you want to read about arthritis, and then you read it from this medical school, and then you go to another maybe research people. They are also telling you something different. The first one said, "Don't eat egg." The second one says that egg has been found to be very good. And the other one says that you must exercise. When you are exercising, you must do it like yoga.
Yoga.
And another one is prescribing something different for you.
Now, so it can be before.
So you look at many things you have to do. Anytime there are many things you have to do, you are out of the kingdom life. Because the kingdom life is a very simple life. Jesus brought the message of the kingdom to simplify everything for us, yes, so that we can rest and not struggle in life.
Amen. Yes,
so look at the word of God. He is giving only one reason why people are weak, why people are sick, and why people die prematurely. He didn't say for these reasons. He says for this number one reason. Many people are weak and many are sick and people are dying prematurely. So he's simplifying everything and pushing and pointing us to himself and the cross.
Now
that is what I am, the message I'm bringing to you today. I am trying to make you thoroughly separate the body of Christ.
And now me person would say, now what tears you say? Christ only pediana, I was a witch.
Or rather, I should say, the Lord's body.
And also, Eonia or a radinini pediana.
Because sometimes when we read the scripture, 1 Corinthians 11, not discerning the Lord's body, we say that it is talking about the church.
Now, Eana, you can come corrupt to form woman.
The church is referred to as the body of Christ. Because Christ is one body, many members. But when the Bible talks about the Lord's body, it's talking about Jesus' physical body.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you know the devil is a bad devil? He knows that if we begin to discern, thoroughly separate, and go into the intricacies of the body of Jesus, we will be healed. So he makes Jesus to be all spiritual with no physical body. Because then you cannot have victory in your physical life. Then you can be a believer, but you are weak.
Forgive.
But if you thoroughly separate the Lord's body, you will be a believer who is strong. Just as he was strong physically, his body will impart your body. And your sick body will begin to receive strength.
I receive it.
So he says that it is just one reason that they forget that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. That he overcame what our bodies are trying to overcome. That when we take the Lord's Supper, or what we call the Holy Communion, and we thoroughly discern his body,
yeah,
then we are going to have his body, the strength,
yeah,
of his body,
yeah,
infusing into our,
yeah,
body,
hallelujah,
so that we are not weak, we are not sick,
yeah,
and we do not die prematurely.
Hallelujah. Nanya woman say, say a betty as yes, say yes, you basso when nipa, nani nipa, dianin nipa suno, and ya wa di be my wabra ya ferra dia didi, naya betsi a radia didi na ya fanasidia, and ya na Christo nipa diana na wa di womano, a baya ya dia ya dia ya real woman by ya Christo dia, nani dia wa di womano, a baya ya dia basa, ya nyamre ya nyari ya wumpet to wob you.
I know that when you are sick, you should go to the hospital, and I encourage you to do that.
Yeah, I
have to go and do lab. Please go for the lab. You are pregnant, antenatal. Please go for it.
But
do not forget what the greatest physician says.
Ha!
That for this reason, on top of going to the hospital, taking your medicine, going for the operation,
okay,
whatever, remember what the greatest physician says, that there is only one reason you have to descend the Lord's body. This revelation I'm preaching to you about, look, the devil doesn't like it
all.
Because as we begin to take the Lord's Supper, having understood the Lord's body, you are going to be different.
I receive it.
I'm telling you, weak people are going to be strong.
Amen.
Without taking any aphrodisiac. All those kind of bitters and all those kind of things, and they mention their names. I mean, you don't need them.
Na mra wo fa radia didi a woti ase yi. Ahwan bitters me pese mi body. Combination bitters, going bitters, coming bitters. Ni nyinara ya de begu baby.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey. It's wonderful.
Eye hu na ye nwanwa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Enuanom.
Because of that, the devil has coined a certain understanding that tells us that we know no man after the flesh. Even Jesus, we don't know him after the flesh.
That is what the
Gnosis people preach. And God raised John, the apostle John, to counter their teaching. Because they will teach you that Jesus Christ is spiritual. I mean, son of God and all that. But he himself often said, I'm a son of man.
Yeah.
When people say son of God, he will refer to himself, son of man. Hallelujah.
Yes, see, baby, for me, the Gnosis. Why would they not much less say? Yes, why are you so soon? Nancy, what Bible now? And when you pay in our case, yes, you're young coupon, but not say, hey, that be me, yes, me, and nipa ba. Well, but nipa to say me, new me, and yeah.
There is an Antichrist spirit already in the world.
And yes, soon, sumaya, Antichrist, or soon, sumaya, gusuaya, juma, will be
that Antichrist spirit will not endorse what I'm preaching to you, the Lord's body, physical body.
Nasa, Antichrist, or soon, sumo, as some are software, Kenya, and anybody.
And the Bible says that any spirit that denies that Jesus came in the flesh is not from God.
Now Bible says, "Soon soon be an answer." Che bi abeka cho say Yesu wa masi nipano enfiarade.
We know no man after the flesh.
Yeni mani pe bi anam nini pe sunuso.
But the Bible ends it and says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ."
Now on one so Bible now ka say wa si nensu say wo bi wo Christ mo.
He is a new creation.
Wa si wa ya body fufu.
All things have passed away.
Your mother dan nyina atwam.
My question is that when you became a new creation.
Masama mi bi say say mra wo be ya body fufu.
When you got born again.
Emra wo nya awofu fro.
Did your old physical things pass away?
Ye bi say say wan ka say wo ni person na wo di gina ho no wo ti wo sa wo hwene na atwam ko ya.
In other words, when you were black, did you suddenly become white? Or when you were bald, did the baldness suddenly go away just because you became a believer? So all things are passed away.
It's
certainly not talking about the old physical things. But you see, that is how the Bible began. He said, therefore means that in conclusion. So all that he said about we know no man after the flesh, even though we knew Christ after the flesh, we don't know him anymore. Yeah, we don't know him anymore because he's no more with us. He's in heaven.
Yeah. No cray no can say ye name Christo nam ni pedriano subias and say no cray yes wabase ni panels wako heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The flesh there is talking about your base nature.
Nasa ni pasuna or canokasa for we ni pesuan kasa and kasa.
That one changes immediately you get born again.
And no si sapra kupa wabra when ya wofu from.
But this physical body of yours.
Nas we ni pedria would it na wami digina hey.
It remains if you had lost one tooth. It's still the same after being born again.
We see to tumpo. Now we are born again now. Now me and Saba so for fra we see no to name. We still are here.
Don't you want to know about Jesus's dental, how his teeth was like?
Now womp and as a womb who yes to send an sin ne fetier.
Because if you get to know it from the Bible,
now say what to me who our Bible no ma
thoroughly separated from the Bible. Then as you take the Lord's Supper, you can believe God that my teeth that is weak and I can't bite
bones.
As you take his body and you are putting it in your mouth, you can say Jesus. You didn't lose any teeth. So strengthen my teeth by taking this Lord's body.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, we will commode all your tooth.
doctor or the spana betu sing in ego.
And you say, why me alone?
Now I know see to hear them now also they can why I said they best sounding.
If you go to God, He will give you the reason from the Bible.
Now so quite rather while better sent in I'm not
saying. He will tell you this one reason.
Or see Sadia way back up.
You forgot about the body of Jesus. Jesus' physical, his dental formula. So let's go to the book of Songs of Songs.
We're going to end there.
Songs of Songs. And chapter 5. We'll read from verse
9.
Songs of Songs is in the middle of the Bible.
You
get to Psalms, which is in the middle. Take your time and open it gradually towards the New Testament. You will come across a very small book called Songs of Solomon. Songs of Songs 5. Verse
9.
I want you all to get there. You are going to stay there for the rest of the service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we descend the Lord's body. The details of Jesus' body is in the Bible. He said that a body you have prepared for me. I say, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O Lord. Look at verse 9. Now, let me give you a little background. Songs of Songs is written by Solomon. And most Bible scholars, theologians believe that it is allegorical. In other words, the Shunammite woman, one of the characters there, is standing in for the church.
Now, what can come Songs of Solomon? Na baby, a ube hu baby, aye see Shunammite obanu obiarano. Aya dia edinchina ho ekasafa asore no.
And then the beloved of the Shunammite woman is standing for Jesus.
Na baby, so a ube hu sa Shunammite obanu ne dofuno. Jehovah Christo.
So in the passage we are just about to read,
now
this Shulamite woman, who was a little black lady from northeastern Israel.
She
is in love with a certain shepherd who is Jesus. Now she was looking for her beloved, but she could not find him. So she asked something from the daughters of Jerusalem. That if you find my beloved, tell him that I am lovesick. Now verse 9 is a response that the daughters of Jerusalem are giving to the Shulamite woman.
Now chichemu krono eye adia nasa Israel eman e kache sa wabai.
He says, what is your beloved more than another beloved?
Wasi na wudafunu anaso onu owobisi ebinum so adofuana na.
Oh, fairest among women. What is your beloved more than another beloved? That you so charge us.
Ah, and uti wo shisha yense.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the people, the other ladies are asking this lady, ah, you at all, your beloved, what is strange about your beloved that you are worrying us like that?
Na no mo kase ah. Na mo cry, wo oba shuna my toba, wo dofune dan na won ho antia wo hwewe se. Yen Israel, ma yen hwehwe wo dofu ma.
You know, ladies are fond of that.
Eh, ma ye pesa.
They will say something like ochira no hododo.
Eh, as you heard.
Ah. We all have beloved. What is special about your beloved that you are disturbing us every time? Oh, I'm laughing. Oh, where is he? Oh, where is he and all that. What is he at all? What is he?
Na ye ma pe. Obi asia ne nyonko eh ena me de me dodie na me dodie wo bo se na man kan ni jire che de anko na wonu kunu ho a wo dwan ya som sa no wo su de wo ye do oye dodo.
So this woman is telling them detailed description about Jesus.
Enu tina sa wo bai wo kire wo bibi sonko efa Yesu ho.
And I'm taking you through so that you can discern the body of Jesus.
Na me nemo kan we nyina amaya ti Yesu ni padua na
sa. Thoroughly distinguish it.
Amaya to me
as you come to the Lord's table, look at verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy.
White.
Now I know that the word white is confusing you. In the Hebrew, this white is just talking about dazzling. Can we all say dazzling?
Dazzling.
When you see Jesus, he is a dazzling person.
So who is who of
he is sunny bright.
Just say what was right.
Jesus is not a cloudy person.
Yes,
he doesn't have a moody personality. Now, what are we doing? We are deciding the physical, how he looks like. Not from a vision that I saw. But from the Holy Writ. Inspired, and every detail in the Bible is important as far as God is concerned. Moody personality.
One,
the woman said, my beloved, he has a dazzling, he's sunny bright.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is important.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.